Daniel, cutlass stooping from his arm, Julia, mop in hand, bucket by her side, sun beating fiercely on their baseball caps, tongues wagging Frenchly to each other, two slaves in a foreign land, much blacker than their black slave masters. Daniel, bare-backed, bare-chested in his wiry frame, cutlass no longer hacking through the cane, but keeping garden quietly manicured. Julia, white dress starched correctly, no longer waiting to be beaten, making sure the house is clean. Missy pays them above a pittance, for she was once a slave herself, at least her great-great-grandpa was. Daniel has been in love with Missy for 30 years, but knows his place well below the stairs. Missy treats me good, he thinks, in French of course. Julia, much younger, only recently illegal, must have been to school in Port-au-Prince. Thoughts emerging well above her station, speaks to Daniel less kindly than does Missy, and sometimes even question Missy's wisdom, speaking to her as if slave to slave. They live here freely, although illegal, with secret families in the bush. No banks or schools or Medicare, no voting rights, no one to care. To the government they do not exist, 30,000 and all not there. The policeman patrols in non-existent shantytown, small bribe here, a feminine favour there, an easy-going epitome of laissez-faire, a language that they understand at last, so different from the tonton macoute, no beating, rape or murder here. People like Missy treats them well, as all good slave owners really should, but others who used to do the same work for more now resent their presence here. They work too hard, so send them back. They won't be missed, they don't exist. There are some beatings and some arson now, and clamours for their deportation, but more are coming by the day. Bosses pleased, more work, less pay, but tensions rising with the sun. Let's get the illegals on the run. Soft waves lap the luminescent shore. The Bahamian flag waves gently in the evening breeze. Tourists safely sheltered in their earthly paradise. New half-built hotels silhouetted in red sky. The misses of the land about to dine, leaving native underclass moaning in the bars. But hark, there is another sound, a siren voice in shantytown. A Julia has read a book that says all men, and women too, are equal. For 30 years we've had less pay, now it's time we had our say. Old Daniels, though, are not so sure. The missus have been good to us, we must not let them down. The Julias, they laugh at them. Sharpen your cutlasses, you old men, now you've real work to do. The grandmas think of the little ones, who would like to go to school. The fathers think of Haiti and the fate awaiting there. The Julias think of freedom and what it really means. Daniel thinks of Missy with a silent tear. There for the moment the matter rests. Julia is still well starched. Daniel's cutlass is at peace. Missy still well pleased. But if you listen very carefully at the dead of night, you'll hear a growing murmur from non-existing shanty towns.